Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Land and its improvements are a major financial investment. Therefore, all land ownership boundaries should be located and monumented with a boundary survey performed by a licensed land surveyor. Whether your property is to be sold, subdivided, improved, or if your boundaries and corners are uncertain or an encroachment is suspected, contact a member of the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors. Visit www.osls.org for a licensed land surveyor near you.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Well, beef and pork futures seem likely to open in opposite directions today, with the former moving moderately lower and the latter continuing moderately higher. Follow-through selling and buying, respectively, is expected to essentially define early business. Well, Tuesday's usually slow in feedlot country, but it's possible that short-bought packers could kick trade off to an early start today. That may not be the way to bet, but trade volume totals last week seem to be on the short side. Furthermore, packer margins remain decent, good enough to encourage fairly aggressive chain speed. Opening bid should start around $115 in our part of the country. Now look for cash hog buyers to resume work today, with bids steady to a dollar lower. The early week strength in the wholesale pork trade was, well, frankly, a bit surprising, and it will be interesting to see if such demand can be sustained through the week. Many believe the cutout will lower nearly every consecutive week for the remainder of the calendar year, possibly losing as much as a third from current levels. Well, crops moved higher yesterday after last week's down week in light to moderate trading as traders look ahead to Thursday's USDA report that's expected to lower production and ending stocks for corn and soybeans. Winter wheat closed with small to modest gains and led by spring wheat. The winter wheat harvest is about finished and spring wheat should be about 18% harvested. Weekly export shipments were about as expected and similar to the prior week. Year-to-date shipments are up about 17% from a year ago. Spring wheat areas may have a few showers early this week, but are expected to be dry next week. Corn closed at a one-week high, but new crop December remained under key moving averages. The corn sale to Mexico and decent export inspections were supportive. Corn shipments are on pace to meet USDA's annual forecast. Recent estimates expect mild improvement in the crop in today's weekly progress report. Last week, USDA rated the crop 61% good to excellent. And soybeans closed higher yesterday with new crop November up from last week's one-month low, and now above the 50 and 100-day moving averages. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, August live cattle was down 270 at 112.75 yesterday. October down 297 at 111.12. August feeder cattle down 370 at 146.25. And September was down 375 at 147.10. October hogs up 135, 68.12. And December up 105 at 62.50. Kansas City wheat, September up 7.25 at 466.75. December up 7.25 at 494.5. Chicago wheat, September up 8.75 at 463.5, and December is up 8.25 at 490.75. September corn is up 5.75 at 372.25. December up 5.75 at 386.75. Soybeans for September up 11.75, 964. November is up 13 cents, 969.75. October cotton's up 35, 71.57. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.